RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is.
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Monday morning, coming off of a fantastic NFL Sunday, and a less great college football Saturday. I'm going to get to Brent Pry and the Hokies in about 15 minutes. I want to get to that off the top, obviously. First segment is Commanders as we enter a big week. We'll be in Lambeau on Thursday, live from Lambeau's show on Thursday. Today, I give you my thoughts on the win over the Giants. Was up in Landover yesterday, and we'll take you inside the locker room at 10:30. You're going to hear from Will Harris, and I'm just letting you know right now, you're excited to hear from Will Harris. Great interview with him. You'll also hear from Trey Amos, Austin Eckler, Nick Allegretti, Dorrance Armstrong, Mike Sanderstill, and Zach Ertz all made time for us after the game yesterday. So we got two full segments of Inside the Locker Room. Those are going to come at you at 10:30 and 10:45. Of course, if you listen to the podcast, they'll just be sequential. That's how the podcast works. We'll sneak in a little UVA. Who's talking tonight at 6 o'clock? The UVA show. They held their own up there in NC State, down there at NC State, wherever NC State is on the map. I'm not a geography whiz. Hope the pilot knows how to get us to Lambeau, because I don't. But we'll get up there later this week. But I like Chandler Morris, interception aside. I thought he had a nice showing. I think the future remains strong for UVA this year on a week's schedule. I want to talk about JMU a little bit, too. That'll probably be hour number two. But the Dukes have two quarterbacks. And when you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. That's, of course, a well-known football maxim, I think, very applicable in the case of JMU football at the moment. A wild NFL Sunday. The Niners' injury curse is real. Sam Darnold, it's the weird fumble thing at the very end of the game. The Broncos hang on. What in the world is Sean Payton thinking? He was my favorite pinata last year, so I said I was going to take it easy on him this year. He's making it hard on me. He's making it hard on us. to leave him alone when he's making decisions like that. Packers roll. We got a pair of 1-0 teams. Thing I like the least about that Packers game, Micah Parsons got a lot of time because there was a lot of garbage time. Now, he was good. He was impactful in regular time. But then he played a lot at the end, and that gave him time to get comfortable with the defense. I was hoping for a close game so he wouldn't have that time. He'll be a factor on Thursday. We'll have plenty to say about that as we get closer to our Live from Lambeau shows later this week. Great weekend of NFL football. Fun to have it back. Red Zone Channel's back. Games are back. Tony Romo's back. Tom Brady's back. All our rowdy friends are back. Weekends with Monday Night Football tonight with the Bears, who are their own mess, their own circus. Caleb Williams' story coming out over the weekend. Ty Dunn writing about how the Bears basically don't trust him to do his work. The Kyler Murray story. All over again there with Caleb Williams. That will be a fascinating scenario to watch play out this season in Chicago with their new coach, Ben Johnson, who I do like. I know he's made some missteps. I do like him, though. I think he'll be good. I think people here have residual unhappiness because he spurned this team in a pretty bad way. But it worked out for the best. This team's rolling. So let's slide to the Commanders right now, who had a very nice win over the Giants, and here's what I love about this Commanders win. The things that need to be cleaned up can be cleaned up, and I believe will be cleaned up. But the things I was nervous about, namely the defense delivered. That defensive line really delivered. Javon Kinlaw, great first game as a Commander. I was skeptical of that signing. He played well. Yesterday, Dorrance Armstrong took a step forward from last year. Oh, and Deron Payne's in a contract year, which means Deron Payne is just going to go crazy all season long, which we love to see. He had a fantastic first game of the season. Deron Payne very much getting a game ball when we award game balls later. He had a great game. They were disruptive, and these are the games you need to enjoy, the games that frustrate you, but you win them against bad teams, because the Giants are a bad team. Make no mistake about that. And I hate to say it, but I think Russell Wilson, I think the league has passed him by. There's just not enough mobility there. There's just not enough elusiveness. And he did not trust Malik Nabers enough. That little portion of the game, third quarter, where he was going long to Malik Nabers kind of semi-regularly, I thought that was the best offense the Giants had all game long. Then they go away from that. Then they move away from using Malik Nabers. I'm not sure that was the right decision for the New York football Giants. But people don't ask me these things. And I was not consulting on the sideline. I would have told Russ, throw it up to that guy. Number one, good things seem to happen, but they went back away from it. Special teams need a little cleaning up. Obviously, everybody saw that. I was a little skeptical when they announced Debo Samuel's going to be a kick returner. I think he's their best kick returner, but I just don't think you saw how important he is to the offense, to the operation. Debo Samuel taking hits on kick returns is not ideal, especially you got the new rules. If you catch it in the field of play, you have to return it. If you catch it in the end zone, you can kneel on it and take it to the 35. Two of the kicks he fielded one step into the end zone and decided to take them out. I just always take the ball in the 35. The 35 is a great place to start a football drive. I do not understand why Debo Samuel took those two out. Would love to see that be a coaching point this week. If you catch the ball in the end zone on a kickoff, keep it in the end zone. Get it to the 35. There is absolutely no need to bring that out. On offense, Jaden Daniels struggled a bit yesterday and also remains a human cheat code. When I say enjoy this guy, enjoy this guy. NFL football's back. Jaden Daniels is back. When he wants 8 yards, he just snaps his fingers and gets 8 yards. It's the craziest thing. He is a human cheat code. anytime he wants a first down, he can get it. Now, I think he needs to be a little sparing with those runs. He took a couple big hits early in the game. Giants wrapped him up. He saw the wrap up and the twist there on the way down. They were making him feel it. They were letting him know if he was going to run, he's going to feel it. He's a tough guy. I'd still rather my quarterback not be taking those kinds of hits. But, man, anytime they needed the yardage, he went and got it for him. Throwing, he was a little off. He was a little behind, guys. He was a little slow. The ball's still coming out fast, which is certainly my favorite thing about Jaden Daniels. Zip. When he throws that ball, it's out of his hand and it's in the receiver's side. And that's how you minimize turnovers. And these guys have minimized turnovers. And that's how you do it. The quick throws, there's not time for the window to close. There's not time for the defense to jump the route, which I thought was very impressive. And spread the ball around, gave a lot of guys chances. Zach Ertz, who you'll hear from, was hard on himself after the game. I think Jaden's going to want some of those throws back as well. I don't think it was Jaden's best outing. I think that makes the win all the more special. It's 14-6 in the third. Giants have the ball and certainly had an opportunity, but were unable to cash in on that thanks to a defense that was rock solid all day long. And that's the big picture takeaway here on a Commanders Victory Monday. Junkies started Victory Monday. AWOD, after me, he's at Capitol Ale House on Mondays. If you're going to have lunch, celebrate the Commanders win with him, Grant, and Danny. This evening from 3 to 6, we'll do Victory Monday as well. My takeaway on this Victory Monday, we were nervous about the defense. The defense delivered. We're not nervous about the offense. Offense had some hiccups, but I think we'll be fine. I would much rather the unit we're nervous about excel and have a great outing as opposed to the unit we are not worried about. Because those guys are going to come around. Jaden Daniels put the headset on this week. He'll be fine. And I do think a lot of the offensive hiccups were due to they didn't practice a lot the last couple weeks. There's a little bit of a Club Dan up there in Ashburn. They had cut day, 2 weeks between cut day and this game, and they practiced on the field twice in that time, a 14-day stretch. That surprised me. Now, he had a plan. The plan, of course, is to get everybody laying low, to have people ready for Thursday night. Quick turnaround. You're going up to Lambeau. We'll get fired up for that. Battle of 1-0 teams that handled their business. I think that was his long-term goal. It was a calculated risk. Showed a little rust. Also beat an inferior opponent in the New York Giants. We do not take that for granted around here because we have lived the other side of that where there are no sure thing wins. So that is a great thing, and we celebrate that on this Victory Monday. One more thing from Ashburn. That was the best crowd I've seen up there in at least a decade. And what I mean is not numbers. They sell out games. It was a Commanders crowd. They were hyped. They yelled. They got into the game. The in-game production has gotten better. The videos, they're going to really slap at night. If you get a chance to go to a night game this year, I think the production at the night games is going to be like nothing you've ever seen there at FedEx Commander Northwest Stadium. I think that's going to be where it really shines. But it looked good. Looked good in the daytime. Looked good yesterday. The field looked great. The crowd was great. Really felt the energy from the crowd. Chanting Terry, chanting Debo, chanting for Bill. They know their stuff. They love their football. This is a sleeping giant, and it's being awakened. And a lot of people are seeing that and getting on board. And while it wasn't vintage Jaden Daniels, it wasn't the best of Jaden Daniels, he's starting from a spot further along than he started at last year in game one. And that's progress. And you take that, and you take the win, and you love to see the defense. It won't be that easy Thursday in Lambeau, but you play the teams on the schedule. They handled the Giants very nicely. Marshawn Lattimore suplexed a guy. Otherwise, we can call his name a whole lot, and that's a really good thing. Now, they let Quan Martin guard Malik Nabers a lot. That was a fascinating twist there, putting Quan Martin on him. Had some injuries. Some guys came in and out. Will Harris got dinged up for a little while. Mike Sanders still got dinged up for a little while. Both guys I chatted with after the game said they're good. Noah Brown played in the game, had an impact in the game. Talked to him after the game. He said, I've been ready all week. Coaches have been cautious with the practices, and you know that. The coaches have been cautious with the practices this week. But it sounds like the team's in a good spot. Love what we saw in week one. Love that we're off and running on the home of the Commanders in Richmond. Quick baseball note before we wrap up segment number one. Squirrels are out of the playoffs, but they have six games remaining at the Diamond. Six chances to say farewell this week. Get your tickets. Get out there tomorrow through Sunday. Final game at the Diamond on Sunday. We'll take a break when we come back. It's over for Brent Pry. That's not even a tease. That's what I'm going to say on the other side. We all see it. We all know it. We all acknowledge it. It's over for Brent Pry and the Hokies. We'll go deeper on that. I'll tell you why on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Victory Monday for the Washington Commanders. We love to see it, and we love to take you inside the locker room. Great trip up to Landover yesterday. Great crowd. I said that at the beginning. Phenomenal crowd in Landover. Sellout, not a lot of visiting fans. There's going to be more of that as they start selling more season tickets to Commanders fans. Fewer tickets on the resale market, better game experience makes people want to come back more. There's complications. It's still tough inside the stadium. They've got a new signature food item. It's the stadium nachos. They give you a cardboard replica of a football stadium, stuff it with nachos. They're just dressing up stadium food, hot dogs and nachos. There's no fanciness to it. It's not an experience yet. the club level, this is interesting. You know, club level is normally where you get your fancy foods. They don't have that up there. The club level people this year are getting free hot dogs, chips, and drinks. Soda drinks, not beer. That would be ridiculous, of course. I like that. You don't have the bells and the whistles. You're not going to have that until you move into a new stadium. Take a little financial hit. Make the experience really good. Make people want to come back over and over. Next home game against the Vegas Raiders, that'll be one people want to go up to. But we're going inside the locker room right now, and I want to start with Will Harris because I thought Will Harris played a great game at safety. I've told you all summer you're going to love this guy. He's a hard hitter, and he's a hard hitter on Sunday, man. He was great yesterday. I loved watching him play. I asked him about it. Here's my chat with Will Harris.
I mean, you got guys across the board, you know, just hunting the ball. Guys just going across, making plays, and it means a lot to guys. You know, when we get down there, if the offense moves the ball down there, like the game, you know, the drive ain't over. You know, us being able to own that, and you know, being able to stand up in those big moments. I mean, those kind of build the identity of your defense. And so, you know, you want guys that want to, you know, that embrace those moments, and guys who, you know, stand up big time in those moments. And obviously, across the roster, you know, we got guys who are not only able but very much willing to do that. And so, you know, we're playing, you know, hand to hand. Like when we step out on that field, you know, we defend every blade of grass. So whether that's, you know, bagged up on their 1 yard line or on our 1 yard line, we're gonna play the exact same.
You came here with a reputation as a hard hitter and backed it up today. What's that element of the game that you bring that you feel gives that extra juice to the defense?
I just love the game. I respect the game. I respect that, you know, all the game's done for me. And I feel like I take that as a badge of honor. As I take a lot of pride with that play style, just being able to lay it all on the line for my teammates. I mean, I'm very transparent with these guys. I tell them, like, you're going to get all, like, I'm laying it all out. You know what I mean? And whether that's a practice, or walkthroughs, or games, like, I'm laying it all out. And the blessing about that, the great thing about that, is I'm with a bunch of guys who feel the exact same way. And so we all out there hunting together. We're out there laying it all out on the line together. And that allows us all to play free.
Congrats on the win. We'll see you Thursday. Thank you.
And it's Will Harris inside the locker room on your home for the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Let's stay in the secondary. If we're going to talk about how this game swung, I'm going to cite two possessions for you. Both of them belong to the defense. And I'm going to tell you that this game swung when the Giants did not score a touchdown from the goal line in the second quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, they went for it on fourth and goal, got a penalty, had three more attempts, and could not score from the goal line. What a great stand for the defense right there. That's the stuff game balls are made out of. Fantastic outing for the Commanders defense, stopping them on the goal line over and over and over again. I asked Mikey Sanders still about that. Here's what he had to say inside the locker room.
Definitely a few mistakes. I know I made a few mistakes out there. So just, you know, I always find ways to get better, but I like the way we played today.
They get to the goal line twice. You guys make the stand in the second quarter and then the second half. What was so important about those possessions?
Just a winning time moment. You know, those, you know, turning those, you know, those 4-point swings is big. You know what I'm saying? Just being able to keep 7 points off the board, just allow it to three, like, two of those are touchdowns, it's a different ball game, you know what I'm saying? So just being able to stand up in big moments and just understand, like, the focus increases in those moments. It was good to be out. It was cool to see us do. And, you know, those are the things that Coach Q talks about, is those winning time moments. And for us to, you know, show it in game time, I know he's going to be very proud of it. And it's just one of those things that, you know, we're going to tell each other good job, and then, you know, move forward.
Thanks.
As Mike Sanders still inside the Commanders locker room, we take you in there, chat with the players after every game. Festive locker room. They got a DJ in the locker room this year for pregame to set the mood. That's a cool gig, being DJ inside the Washington Commanders locker room, which I think you cater to the players. I mentioned Dan Quinn didn't practice him a lot the last couple of weeks. The players love him. For a reason. He takes care of everybody, and I think that's an important thing to do over the course of a 17-game season in a world where you're recruiting for new players every year, chatted with Zach Ertz in the locker room. Zach Ertz had a couple tough drops, redeemed himself, got a touchdown. That's a classic Cliff Kingsbury play, by the way. That's the one they beat Atlanta with in overtime. That play that they used to get Zach Ertz a touchdown. He was good. He felt he wasn't great. I think that's worth celebrating. Here, part of our conversation with Zach Ertz inside the locker room on The Fan.
You never take winning for granted in this league, especially week one against the Giants, who know us well. We didn't play up to our standards on offense, in my opinion. I didn't play great. That first drive really set us back from my performance. So a little frustrated on that on my end. But found a way to win, and when you're not playing your best and you still find a way to win, it's important to do that. I mean, we just have high standards for ourselves, and it just comes down to execution. You know, the first third down of the game comes to me. I made that play 1,000 times, didn't come up with it. Second and 20 is really hard to convert against a D-line like that. So overall, just sloppy, in my opinion. Put up 21 points. We feel like that's a little below our standard. Our standards for our offense in particular. Obviously, the goal is to win every game that we go out there. But you have to play to a certain standard as well. And we were just a little off here and there. And it wasn't one person. It wasn't one player. And so for us, I think we just have extremely high standards for ourselves, especially with the talent level that we have. We expect to score every time we go out on the field, honestly. And so when we don't execute at our level that we want to, it's a little frustrating.
As Zach Ertz inside the locker room on your home for the Commanders, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. As you know, we'll package this up as a podcast. You get a chance to listen to it as well. Biggest debut offensively had to have been Bill Krusky Merritt. The crowd was chanting for him. They played the Bill Nye the Science Guy clip. We love that. Tomorrow when we do Commanders Rewind, we will absolutely hit the Bill Sounder. Commanders Rewind, by the way, coming at you tomorrow. Won't be 11 o'clock because that's our scheduled time with Trey. We're not missing Trey tomorrow on the last week at the Diamond, but we love checking in with our Commanders Rewind. A deeper look. We'll go into the tape. I gave you some of the evaluations there, but we'll go the distance. No Hokies Rewind. You don't need one. If you missed the last segment, grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the Rewind button. Now, Nick Allegretti on the offensive line. Guy I love talking to. Guy who loves talking about Bill. This is a fun little anecdote about Bill from Nick Allegretti.
Bill did a hell of a job for his first NFL game. Runs hard. Runs real hard. Love that. Came up to us and said, I think he said something like, not going to make you block for no reason. So I loved hearing that, and he held up to that.
All right, that's Nick Allegretti, Commanders offensive lineman, inside the locker room on 910 The Fan, your home for Washington Commanders football. I'm going to make life easy for you guys. I'm not going to make you block for no reason. He's a fan favorite already, but he's an offensive lineman favorite already. That's pretty good, too. Those are the guys you want to be friends with. We'll keep going around the locker room. You'll hear from more players. You'll hear from Austin Eckler. You'll hear from Trey Amos, Virginia Tech's own, returning punts yesterday. Dorrance Armstrong after a great game for that defensive line. But we've got to take a break right now. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
910 The Fan at 105.1 FM worldwide, as always, on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome aboard Victory Monday show. We're halfway through our Inside the Commanders Locker Room feature. Keeping it short today because I see your feedback and I hear your feedback, and we are getting back to Brent Pry and the Virginia Tech Hokies at 11 o'clock. So if you want to talk Brent Pry, just set your watch. We'll get back to that in a few minutes, but we got to finish going inside the locker room first. This is one of our favorite weekly features. Always a ton of fun to hear from these guys. Let's hear from Austin Eckler. Had a big role in the run game. Now, I'm curious how this divvies up going forward, because you had Chris Rodriguez inactive. 3 was the number for running backs. I feel like what we learned yesterday is that this team loves Bill Krusky Merritt. That's what I learned yesterday. They love him. He's going to be their feature back before long. Now, Austin Eckler's still got a role, still a great pass catcher, still an important part of what they do here. We asked Austin Eckler about winning a game where you're leaning on the defense. Asked him about Bill as well. But this is first question's about the defense. And
can you feel satisfied? And his answer is yeah, because you feel good as a team. The defense really set the tone, didn't allow a touchdown to the New York Giants. I think after last year where they had to win a lot of shootouts, I think they appreciated the favor being repaid. Here's Austin Ekeler inside the locker room.
Shout out to the defense, man. The defense turned up today. It was awesome seeing all the pressure that they were getting, collapsing the pocket. Shout out to Payne. I feel like Payne was all over the place today, man. He had himself a day. Even guys on the edge, the corners, locking it down, getting some good tight coverage out there. So that's what it comes down to in this league is team wins. You know, being able to rely on each other when things aren't going the best. Hey, we weren't scoring as many as we'd like to, but they were holding them to six. So we appreciate that.
Austin, can you see defenses having to account for Debo as both a runner and a receiver?
Absolutely. You know, that's how Debo's been used for the past, you know, what, 7, 6 years, however long he's been playing. So he's strong all over the field. So that's exactly how we're going to use him, too.
That's the same question about Jaden. It just seems like anytime he wants to make 8 yards happen, he can do it.
That's why our offense is scary. You know, there's a lot of options. You got to make sure you're guarding the whole field with us. And so that's what it's going to make us effective going forward.
It's Austin Ekeler, running back, second most yardage of running backs yesterday, because, man, Bill Kroski Merritt got some action, got his first NFL touchdown. Trey Amos in the secondary. Love hearing from the rookies. Trey Amos in his first game. And it was a little different vibe in the locker room because everybody alluded to what's coming, which is they don't have the day off today. They're back at the facility today. They're going to squeeze in a couple practices on Tuesday and Wednesday before they get on that plane up to Green Bay. Trey Amos talking about the quick turnaround here.
This week, short week, I mean, this is your first short turnaround week. What does that kind of mean to you so early?
You know, we just got to turn the page, but first, you know, look over just the mistakes and just clean that up and just worry about, you know, the next game that's coming up fast.
Did you take a minute out there at any point to soak in for first time out there, crowd, all that?
I feel like it was like for pregame. You know, I sat there, took a couple breathers, and, you know, just thank God. Just went out there. Do what I have to do.
That's Trey Amos, and that's everything you want from a rookie performance right there. He did a fantastic job working alongside the whole defensive backs core, because you saw Quan Martin playing in coverage a decent amount, playing as a safety a decent amount. I was fascinated, or playing as a defensive back, man coverage a little bit. I was fascinated by that. That was the solution for not needing to lean on Marshawn Lattimore heavily. I was fascinated by that. We'll see how that evolves as the season goes on. Dorrance Armstrong, defensive line. Love Dorrance Armstrong. Not just because he's a Jayhawk. We love Jayhawks around here. I'm one. Tough loss in the border war to Missouri. That's all right. I'm over it. I'm not bitter. Chiefs lost too. Both my teams going down. We don't talk about my teams all that much, but they went down Friday, went down Saturday. Need a little palate cleanser. Jane's my adopted guy now, as he is basically everybody who watches him play. So good palate cleanser. Dorrance Armstrong. This is a great interview because Dorrance, I think, lays it all out. Last year, this defense underachieved. And I was skeptical of the moves they made this offseason to bring new guys in. They've really paid off. And I'm fascinated by that. And he gives a little peek into their mentality and into their insight. Here's Dorrance Armstrong inside the locker room.
We heard so much about this rebuilt D-line. I mean, you guys, goal line stop in the second quarter, then another goal line stop in the fourth quarter. How important were those in terms of just setting the tone?
Crucial, man. I mean, in our meeting before on yesterday night, they told the team that the game is on the front. You know, O-line, D-line just carried the game, and everybody else will follow, and that's clearly what happened.
Was there a talk before that goal line stand, the importance of the bend but don't break?
No, it don't got to be a talk because we know once we get down there, we got to protect our ground. There's only so much to give, so everybody is aware of no points, field goal at the minimum.
Is this a different group than last year? I mean, I know it's different people, but what's the feeling? That
1,000%. I think last year, everybody, it was their first year. We were still learning the system, learning how to play with each other. But now we didn't have 2 years, two camps, two OTAs. We're on another level with it.
The vibes are good, as the kids say. That's Dorrance Armstrong. He's part of those good vibes. They looked good yesterday. It is the Giants. The Giants stink, but
It was a really promising early showing. I kept waiting for us to figure out he could just throw it to Malik Nabers. He never did. I think that was a big missing piece in the game plan. And then after the game, Brian Daboll, Giants coach, would not commit to Russ being the starter next week. The Jackson Dart mystery continues. I don't think you put Jackson Dart in these first four. I think you let Russ go. Whatever he can do in these first four, give him that window of opportunity. But Cowboys, Chiefs, Chargers on tap for them. I don't think you throw Jackson Dart into that madness. Speaking of madness, how about last night in Buffalo? Wow, did you stay up? Did you see it? Game of the year already in week one. Incredible finish. Josh Allen delivers. Lamar delivered too. Lamar didn't do anything wrong. Derrick Henry, who I love, great fit there. Baltimore's going to be a problem for some people, but in that division, Buffalo's going to sew up the bye really early this year. AFC West's going to be a fight. Buffalo's going to cruise into the bye. That's a big win with big playoff implications in week one. All right, I promise to get back to the Hokies, and we are getting back to the Hokies. On the other side, Brent Pry thoughts after a really deflating loss against Vandy. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1
FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. If you missed our trip inside the Commander's locker room, why haven't you been listening? It's Victory Monday. Also, grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. We heard from so many players earlier. Dorrance Armstrong with great thoughts there. Talking about last year and this year. And it is overly simplistic to say John Allen was here. Nobody liked John Allen. Now they're good. There's a lot of factors at play. Daron Payne in a contract year is not nothing. Daron Payne in a contract year is a something, to be sure. He did well last time he was in this spot. He's doing well again now that he's in that spot again, which is good for everybody, unless the whole unit. Dorrance Armstrong, we saw him play in some unique positions. He was standing up at times. There are some interesting looks here. Feel like we really didn't see a lot of Von Miller, a lot of what he's going to be capable of. It's a long season. They're rationing out their Von Miller for when they need him. Will we see him Thursday night in Green Bay? They got a couple guys on ice who they could bring out Thursday night in Green Bay. And I think that potentially sets the tone for being able to do not a rotation within games, but a rotation between games. Chris Rodriguez, fresh legs. Jeremy McNichols didn't see a ton of action. Fresh legs. Von Miller, fresh legs. Guys like that. But Dorrance Armstrong talking about how this is year two. They understand what Dan Quinn wants. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody's pulling the rope together. And this is a big year for Dan Quinn because he was brought in as a defensive guy. And obviously, they've had a ton of success with Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. And those things aren't not Dan Quinn. But Dan Quinn's primarily a defensive guy. And so having a little defensive success is good for him, good for the operation, good for the long-term sustainability here in with this team, with this franchise going forward. Can I plant a crazy thought with you, by the way, after watching Miami get pantsed in Indianapolis? Shout out to Tyler Warren. Great start for the Atlee tight end with the Indianapolis Colts, who took care of the Dolphins easily. Mike McDaniel has worked with Dan Quinn before. Mike McDaniel's a coach of the Miami Dolphins. Now, they got big problems that go well beyond Mike McDaniel. And I'll show my bias here. I like Mike McDaniel. But their general managers made some bad moves over the years. And they're relying on a quarterback who you shouldn't be relying on in Tua Tagovailoa. Mike McDaniel, offensive coordinator, Washington Commanders. I'm just saying, I'm planting seeds. I want you to hear it first from me, right? That's why I planted this. I went on AWOD show on Saturday. I see, planting seeds. Maybe we'll see Jackson Dart. And then, hey, you see a little reporting catch up. Who's Jackson Dart might play. Just trying to keep you ahead of the game. Planting a seed right now. Mike McDaniel, offensive coordinator, Washington Commanders, 2026. Not saying it'll happen. I'm not reporting anything. A lot of moving pieces there. And the Dolphins may choose to keep him. He's a good football coach. And Cliff Kingsbury may not leave. Cliff Kingsbury may decide he likes it here. A lot of moving parts. like I said. Just a fun hypothetical to think about on a Victory Monday. Think about continuity. Think about this program. But I think my main takeaway, yeah, this defense, night and day from last year up front, smothered the run, which was something they did not do last year. Fantastic job against the pass as well. Contained Russell Wilson, which was, you know, their work against him was very good. I think the Giants didn't put Jackson Dart in because that defensive line was swarming. You don't want to throw your young quarterback in to a bad situation. I think Brian Daboll saw this is a bad situation for my young quarterback. And by the way, he was right. It would have been a bad situation for his young quarterback. Such a cool Victory Monday. Game balls to go around. I mentioned I love Will Harris. Hard hitter. You know, he's going to get penalties. He's going to get fines. He may get hurt as the season goes on. But that's it. You know, you think about the Legion of Boom. You think about the Ravens. You think about the great defenses they've had. Tone-setting players. I get the sense he's a tone-setting player. Javon Kinlaw, really good in his first game. Good against the run. Good against the pass. Hopefully he'll continue that. That would be an Adam Peters find. That would be a point in the Adam Peters corner if he could somehow pull that off, find another gem on the pile. He's actually discovered Kinlaw already. He drafted him to San Francisco. It didn't work out. He goes to the Jets. It didn't work out there. Great opportunity for Kinlaw to revive his career here in Washington, doing it through one game. And I don't want to hear, we made it, you know, an hour and a half. I don't want to hear Giants are bad. The Giants are bad, by the way. Ha ha. The New York Giants are the laughingstock of the NFC East right now. But that's, this was a close game in the third. This was a game where they had to gut it out without their best stuff offensively. Jaden Daniels didn't have his A game offensively. Threw behind a lot of guys, wasn't as crisp as we're used to seeing. Don't apologize for winning, and don't apologize for celebrating wins, even against lesser teams. Ask the Broncos about that. It's not always as easy as it looks. Ask the Bengals about that. Need the Browns to miss a chip shot field goal. Man, nobody Browns is harder than the Cleveland Browns in the NFL. Ask the Steelers going into New York, beating the Jets. NFL games are tough to win. And no apologies for finding a way to win. Jaden Daniels, human cheat code. When you need him to get yards, he gets yards. That's the fascinating part about Jaden Daniels is he's got that will to win. He's got the ability to take a team on his back. And it's so fun to watch. We're having the most fun I've ever had watching a Commanders season through one game, for sure. And the whole offseason, the training camp, the hype, it's all been great. My guy, Howard Gutman, was sitting next to me in the press box. He does the gut check after games on 9-10. He goes, I don't even know why I went to training camp. They didn't show any of this stuff in training camp. Yeah, that's the point. It's an innovative defense. It's an innovative offense. I don't think we've seen the extremes to which this defense is going to be utilized this season, and I'm excited to dig into that on the film, share a little bit of that with you on Commanders Rewind tomorrow, because that's going to be great. One other thing, I went up to D.C. a day early. Rick Snyder's funeral was Saturday. A lot of very heartfelt speeches. John Keim, Grant Paulson, those folks spoke about Rick Snyder and his influence. If you've been following us, you know we've paid tribute to him. We were mentioning him a lot in the press box. His family was up there. So we'll keep Rick in our thoughts throughout the season as well. A longtime reporter and regular guest on AWOD show as well. Sergeant Snyder in the AWOD Army, I believe. We don't do a ton of guests around here, but when we do, we make it count. We go inside the locker room on Mondays, or in this case, we'll go inside the locker room on Friday after the Live and Lambeau game this weekend. We got one more segment for you. We'll send it off to AWOD Radio. He's out at Capitol Ale House. Grant and Danny continue Victory Monday. Who's talking with all your UVA chant that I didn't get to tonight, 6-7. You're listening to your home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan.
Now, when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape.
But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The Monday show. I need 7 hours on Mondays. I need Scott Hansen 7 hours semi-commercial free. We got too much to get to. This league is too good. And we got action. I mean, this week we had action stretching all the way back to Friday night. Didn't get to the Chiefs Chargers. You keep waiting for the wheels to fall off on the Chiefs. But then they've got Patrick Mahomes. I refer to Jayden Daniels as the human cheat code. Well, Mahomes is the original human cheat code. Couldn't get him across the finish line. But that's, you take Mahomes out of that equation, that's a team that maybe wins 7 games this year. He's that good. He's that big of a difference. The Chargers, of course, are going to be a threat. Justin Herbert has wheels now. He's learned how to run. JMU hanging with Louisville. Two quarterbacks. I'm intrigued by the two quarterbacks. Lots going on all the way up until late last night. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, that rowdy crowd in Buffalo. I don't know how the new stadium's going to be in Buffalo, but they got the right mix of rowdiness there. I know there was the pushing match with Lamar, and I hope there's no serious discipline for Lamar on that. That's a situation that happens a lot. You get a fan up front who's pushing and shoving. Everybody's close to the action. I don't cast blame necessarily there on Lamar, who's in the middle of a football game. Doesn't have time to deal with the Buffalo fans. He played great. Derrick Henry played great, minus the fumble. But man. Josh Allen, I think this is now or never in Buffalo. If they can't win this year, Mahomes down. Look, Joe Burrow is always a threat, but when you need a little magic to beat the Cleveland Browns, as not a great start to your season. The Ravens, as we saw, are very good, but now they know they can beat them too. The Broncos stumbled out of the gate. The Chargers, are not as good or complete of a team as the Ravens or as the Bills. I think this is the Bills' year if they're going to do it this year. I'm not saying the Bills will win the Super Bowl because I think there's something to the voodoo and the curse and all that. But this is the year they're best positioned to do it. They're going to waltz their way into that bye in the AFC. They're going to have home field in the final year of that stadium. A lot of fans are getting priced out at the new one across the street. Everybody's all in on Buffalo. I'm all in on Buffalo. I love Baltimore a lot, too. That doesn't change after last night. It's like that Chiefs-Rams game back in the day, Mahomes and McVay. I'm in on both teams coming out of this game. I think Baltimore is going to be very good. Baltimore-Pittsburgh setting up to be some fun games this year, if that's what we think it'll be after week one. Aaron Rodgers is good again, by the way, or at least was motivated by being in New York and wanting to stick it to the Jets for reasons that I don't know if anybody wronged him there. He took a lot of their money, didn't do much, and then left. I don't think he's the one who needs revenge, but whatever gets you out of bed in the morning, whatever gets you fired up, sure. All right, then. A little baseball to sneak in as well. Flying Squirrels out of playoff contention in Richmond this week for their final week of regular season baseball at the Diamond, which we can now declare to officially be the final week of baseball at the Diamond. So that's going to be an exciting week. The farewell tour starts tomorrow. T-shirts, giveaways, fireworks, the works leading up to Sunday's final game at the Diamond in Richmond as they move across the street next year. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen with a playoff appearance, but Dennis Belfry, man, the fact that we were even talking about it after that first half of the season, a Bills-esque comeback here, although they were aided by getting to reset the scoreboard at halftime, something the Bills were not entitled to. The Bills stole those 3 points at the end of the first half, though. And he catches the ball. There's 2-1-1-1-1. Lance, 0. Ah, all right. All right, Buffalo, I see you. That was an important 3 points. And you look at the Commanders-Giants game. Game of inches, games that come down to the wire, often swing on big moments early. You know what I think the two biggest moments were in that football game. Goal line stand, second quarter. Goal line stand, second half. The second one, you get a penalty on fourth and goal. Reset the chains. And no on first, no on second, no on third. They bring out Graham Gano. You might as well just hit the concede button at that point. You can't score from that close in, and you're hitting the concede button. No, that's a bad sign for a football team because they didn't look electric in the passing game, and they didn't look electric in the running game. Cam Scataboo was fun to see. I think he's going to be a good pro. He's tough. He ran over some dudes. He also looked like a rookie at times. I don't know what the future of the Giants is. I don't think it involves Brian Daboll, though, unless there is some Jackson Dart magic to be found in the second half of this season. What a great week one across the NFL. Here's the best news. We got 17 more of these to share with you on our march to Bud Light Big Game Week. And we'll be live from Lambeau Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. It's what we hoped it would be. It's what we thought it would be. A battle of 1-0 football teams. And a couple teams that talked the talk defensively and then walked the walk yesterday. More impressive, arguably, by the Packers shutting down the Lions. But Micah Parsons getting some action. I did not like how much Micah Parsons we saw because they had some garbage time. When you're up 14, it's easier to play Micah Parsons. He got some snaps in. Those are tough to come by. They're not going to practice on field this week, I'm sure. So he got some practice-esque snaps there. I don't love that. Same for these guys, though. They got some reps together. Daron Payne shows he's a monster. Dorrance Armstrong makes the leap forward. Javon Kinlaw, I was skeptical. And it's 1 week. I'm not going to beg and grovel for Adam Peters' forgiveness after 1 week. I was skeptical of that signing. Two big boys inside doing some work. Daron Payne, And Javon Kinlaw, where's the beef? It's in the interior of the Commanders' defense. Didn't see a ton of ton. I mean, it's one game. It's one opportunity to see, and it wasn't a competitive game either. And so you want to ration out your stars. I get that. That said, did not see a ton of Von Miller. Look at the snap counts here. Von Miller played 28 snaps. That's a little less than half of the game. So he was out there. It was that interior, though, that stole the show. It was those guys. Bobby Wagner, by the way, 100%. He's rolling. He's playing. It was the Wagner and Luvu show at linebacker. That'll be something to keep an eye on this season as well. A little bit of Von Miller, a lot of Bobby Wagner, a great start for the Washington Commanders, who are 1-0. 3 hours of AWOD radio, live and local, comes your way next. I know he's got plenty of celebrating to do. He'll be over at Capital Ale House in Innsbruck. Go have lunch, celebrate a Commanders win. Was it crisp and clean? No. But sometimes you got to win games like that if you're a good team. A good team finds a way, and a good quarterback finds a way. And Jaden Daniels, human cheat code, just gets a first down whenever he wants one. Took some big hits, and that first drive settled in after that. Grant and Danny will take you home tonight. Who's talking our UVA show tonight at 6 o'clock before Squirrels Baseball returns tomorrow. We'll count you down to Tech ODU all week long as well. They lost the must-win game. As you know, I've largely thrown in the towel on that. We'll keep watching, though. It's football. College football, you only get 12 of them a year. You got to cherish all of them. No matter how frustrating it is, as our team, we're sticking with them. Easy to stick with the Commanders, 1-0 on our way to Lambeau this week. What a fun week we're going to have together. Commanders Rewind tomorrow. Trey Wilson kicks off the final week at the Diamond. We'll see you then. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.